T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A lot of people are concerned about their parents and grandparents as they age, and many people coming in from out of town and seeing mom and dad for the first time in a while. And a lot of conversations are going to be had around the table today about the proper care of them. And I wanted to involve a man who knows this topic all so well. It's Carl Zachariah from the law firm Zachariah Brown. And Carl, happy Thanksgiving and welcome to KDK Radio.
Thank you, Angie. No, happy Thanksgiving to you as well and to the rest of Pittsburgh.
When it comes to this time of year, the conversations surrounding the proper care of mom and dad, do they get accentuated at this time?
Oh, yes. This is one of our busiest times of the year.
What do you hear most?
Well, people, you know, the children come back into town and they get together and they see that there have been some problems with mom and or dad, and that they're faltering. Maybe they're finding unpaid bills. They're worried about their behavior, and they're afraid of a fall. They're afraid of injuries, and they simply don't know what to do.
And what kind of – how do you suggest that they approach the subject? Because it's going to come up, and oftentimes siblings going back and forth, and how to take care of mom can be an issue of some degree of contention.
Oh, yes, yes. And the most frequent comment that we get from the family members is, I've never done this before, and I don't know what to do. And that's really what we do for the families and for the loved one as well. By the way, the most important person in all of this is that elderly person, to make sure that they get the best care possible, that they don't have that terrible fall, that they don't find themselves in a nursing home. Whenever possible, let's stay out of that. But we talk about all the various options they have, and the most fascinating thing about our line of work is there's more and more options coming out every day. In fact, Mangina, there was an article in the paper just a day or two ago that Medicare policies, now Part C policies, these Medicare Advantage plans, they're now starting to offer home care options to people that they never had before. So it's a growing field. There's so much need for various forms of care for the elderly because we're all living longer.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what our job is, to tell them what their options are, to educate them, to look at the different places they could go, and as much as possible to stay at home, to look at the possibly care homes, nursing facilities when needed. There's a variety of daycare programs that are much more than daycare. They're all encompassing care programs like Community Life, Life Pittsburgh, Senior Life in Washington, PA, all these different programs. So that's what we do, is we educate them on these different avenues they can go, and we look at their finances and see what's affordable, what can they pay for, and we try to make the best decisions possible based upon what they need now, what they have now, and what they may need down the road.
Okay. Now, we're talking about mom and dad as though they need to be cared for, but what about mom and dad who are realizing that life goes on and eventually they're going to get to a point to where they can't properly make the decisions for themselves? Is this a good time for mom and dad to talk to the kids and the grandkids about what their intentions are moving forward too?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. The question we get asked a lot is about how mom needs a will. She doesn't have a will, and she really needs one. You know, the more important document, although not to minimize a will at all, but to have a power of attorney in place is extraordinarily important as you get on to life. Because if something happens, if they develop a dementia, if they have a fall, if you're unable to sign your own power of attorney, you've got to go to court for a guardianship. So the most important thing to plan early on in the process is that power of attorney so that you can protect yourself and your loved ones.
Is it ever a good idea to select someone that is not one of the children to have the power of attorney?
Yeah, it depends on the circumstances of the family. And some people don't have children.
Right.
So they really, we talk about the the duties of that person, what they'll need to do, the proximity that they, you know, it's usually better to have somebody closer rather than somebody far away. But ultimately, it's the person that, that parent, that elderly person desires to have manage their affairs, and the person they trust the most, or you know, a lot of times it ends up being the eldest child.
Okay.
Sometimes the middle child. But
yeah. You mentioned power of attorney, a will. Where does a living will come in on all this?
Living will, that's also part of it. It's sort of like a trio of documents we'll do for most people. A will, a financial power of attorney, and a healthcare power of attorney that incorporates a living will. And the necessity for a healthcare power of attorney is this. A living will covers your final decisions when you're going to be, you know, soon leaving this earth. But there's also a law that passed many years ago now called HIPAA. And, you know, it's very difficult sometimes to get access to medical records or to discuss care with healthcare providers because of HIPAA, the privacy law that, you know, we're all have become familiar with. So we incorporate, as part of a healthcare power of attorney, all the HIPAA provisions, and we incorporate the living will into that as well. So it's sort of all-encompassing. It's really everything that anybody would ever need.
Carl Zachariah with us. He's with the law firm Zachariah Brown. We're talking about conversations with mom and dad. Because many people coming back into town and seeing mom, it may have been to where phone conversations, you just don't realize what's going on. Maybe even with some FaceTime conversations, you don't fully grasp what's happening until you come back. And is there a pleasant way of having this conversation? I mean, we want to have fun. We want to enjoy ourselves as Thanksgiving, uplifting spirits and all. Does it have to be a downer, Carl?
Well, for a lot of people, it's a shock. It's a surprise. And it's something they have to deal with. You know, a lot of people call this generation right now the Oreo generation.
Yes.
I'm taking care of my children on the one hand, and I'm taking care of my parents on the other hand, and I'm taking care of everybody. You know, Angie, it's something that Zachariah Brown does. And we were really the first elder law firm in Western Pennsylvania, certainly. You know, people think, why would I see a lawyer about long-term care needs unless it's documents and such? But we've expanded beyond that. We have health elder care coordinators. We have a couple of social workers that work for us, and what they do is they help people with all these different choices and decisions they have to make that are non-legal. So it works out really well. The family's fighting because they don't know. They don't know where to go. They don't know what to do. A lot of times they'll think of a lawyer. They'll think, well, that's law, but I need to know where to place mom or what programs are available. And that's something our care coordinators do for people.
All right,
so it really helps a lot because there are.
It sounds like it does.
They're frightened.
Absolutely. Carl Zachariah with the law firm Zachariah Brown joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Carl, thank you very much for the advice.
Thank you, Angino.
Happy Thanksgiving.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.